two of the three white children stricken. There was anxiety in every home in Battle Creek. Would the dread disease strike and lay low some of the precious children? Then it happened. In the first week of February, two of James and Ellen White's three boys complained of severe sore throats and high fever. They could hardly utter a word, undeniable, frightening symptoms. They had diphtheria. Fortunately, in the providence of God, no doubt, there had come into their hands, probably through an exchange of papers at the review office, either the Yates County Chronicle, of Penn Yan, New York, or some journal quoting from it, an extended article entitled Diphtheria, Its Causes, Treatment, and Cure. It was written by Dr. James Jackson, of Dansville, New York. Eagerly James and Ellen White read it. It made sense, and they immediately followed its treatment in every detail. The treatment outlined was simple. It required only a washtub, towels, sheets, and blankets, but demanded diligent attention and earnest labor. In great detail, Dr. Jackson pointed out the procedures that would bring relief and finally a cure. These were attained by the simple means we today call hydrotherapy, with proper baths, packs, rest, fresh air, and, above all, absence of anxiety. Jackson reported that over a period of years, while employing these means in hundreds of cases involving young and old, not one patient had died. The methods he set forth were those that he, a physician with a good understanding of physiology, had reasoned out and put together. He stated, "Our success has been so great, while as yet our plan of treatment has been so simple, as really to introduce a decided change in the medical practice in the particular disease, in this locality. I do not know of a physician of any school in this town who has not practically abandoned the administration of cathartics in cases of diphtheria, and adopted, in fact, our method, Ibid, February 17, 1863. To James and Ellen White, who already highly valued air, water, and light as God's great remedies, Ibid, February 10, 1863, what Dr. Jackson wrote made more sense than either drugs or a poultice of Spanish flies compounded with turpentine. The symptoms had overtaken their children very rapidly, and the Whites lost little time in carrying out, scrupulously, the directions of Dr. Jackson. They had appointments to speak in Convis, Michigan, on Sabbath and Sunday, February 7th and 8th. By following Jackson's method of treating diphtheria, which involved the better part of Friday night, on Sabbath morning they saw that they could safely leave the sick children in the hands of those who helped in the home. They drove the 15 miles, 24 kilometers, to Convis Sabbath morning and took services both morning and afternoon, meeting with new converts to the Adventist message. Sabbath evening they returned to Battle Creek for another night of broken sleep as they treated and watched over the children. Sunday morning they were off again to Convis for morning and afternoon meetings, as promised, Ibid. While the White children were making a speedy recovery, Ellen White was called one evening to the home of Moses Hall and his wife. Their oldest child, 6 years old, had been suddenly and severely stricken. The parents were in Monterey, holding evangelistic meetings. As reported by James White in the review, Mrs. White pursued the same course of treatment as with our own children, and the child appeared well the next morning, Ibid, February 17, 1863.